A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Welcome everyone to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I am Eric and I am joined by my lovely co-host.
Christian.
Sam is not with us this evening.
Oh, poor Sam.
Sam is out with the flu. We thought, why, audio engineer, are you chewing on the mic?
She's not the audio engineer.
Yes, she is. Lou's head of security. Oh, anyway, yeah. Sam is out with the flu for this week. So we're actually recording this at the last minute because we wanted to give you something.
You guys send Sam some good vibes because nothing is worse than having the flu.
Yeah, no, we didn't want to not put out something. So we're kind of doing...
We did put out something. You're just overachieving on this one.
Well, that was the Halloween special. Well, I can't make that... Excuse me. I can't replace that with the Friday episode, you know? I gotta do what I do. Now, this is going to be different than our normal format. This is going to be more along the lines with the tinfoil hat time episodes, but instead of doing conspiracies and stuff, because those get us, those do not do well after the fact.
Let's put it that way. In trouble.
The algorithm crushes us when the show will be on an uptick. We'll do a tinfoil hat episode and then it just shits the bed for like a month. So we're going to cover some different news stories. But before we get into that, thank you guys for being awesome for a spooky season. You all showed out, and I hope you enjoyed all the episodes. That being said, please...
Was this your favorite spooky season that we've covered?
Because
I feel like this is my favorite.
No, my favorite was the first one.
Really?
Yeah, my favorite was all cryptids.
I mean, I'm down with that, but I think this year we really showed out with the research and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, as far as like quality episode goes, I think this year's on top. It's just, you know, having Flatwood Monster and Mothman and Jersey Devil all in the same season.
We kind of blew our load that first
season. Well, that was, you know, that's why the show did so well.
I got so excited. I was like, oh, we're doing all cryptids? For spooky season? Yes, I can totally get behind that. Here,
I mean, we could do it still, but it would be a bunch of C-list cryptids.
Oh, we did all the heavy ones.
Yeah, we got all the good ones gone, but it's okay. It's okay. Because spooky season's still great, but this is going to be
focused. Let's be honest, spooky season is year-round for us, so.
Yeah, for us.
I appreciate you guys so much. Like, I've seen the shares and the likes and love, and we just love you guys so much. And if Sam was here, she would say the same thing. And
you guys make the show worth doing.
Yes.
So just make sure your auto downloads are on if you're on Apple Podcast. And make sure you tell us what you think. And be sure to tell us what you think of this episode, because this is going to be something different. We're trying for when Sam can't come and we can kind of finagle at least an episode so we don't have to like cancel that week.
Yeah.
Because we had something really, really fucking awesome planned to like get back into the true crime vibe. But life happens. So we're going to cover a little bit of cryptid news, a little bit of UFO news, and then we're going to cover some true crime news. But it's going to be a good one. So
I'm excited. We haven't done just like solo me and you in a while.
It's been a long, long time.
This is like trash bat days.
This is pre-trash bat where it was just me and you dicking off on a microphone. So The first story we're going to cover is out of Colorado. Bigfoot spotted walking in rural Colorado.
Dude.
The couple was looking for an elk on a train ride. So it goes, a couple was riding, taking a train through rural Colorado and saw a Bigfoot, and sent Bigfoot enthusiast into a frenzy after posting footage of a mysterious figure walking on a mountain. So I don't know if you guys have seen the footage, but it's pretty wild shit.
It was not filmed on a potato. I will tell
it's
you that.
It's the best quality footage of a Bigfoot
that I've ever seen.
Other than the Patterson film, which we know was a guy in a suit, most likely.
Yes.
But
this was actually like,
this could also be a guy in a suit.
This is very plot. Oh, dude, could you imagine?
I mean,
where's my Jersey Devil suit? Because I will absolutely fucking
You would need a fucking jetpack. So anyway,
I can be on the ground.
The video goes, they're on the train and they see this figure in the mountain sage, and it's walking over and it squats down. So it looks like it's taking a shit out in the woods.
That's hilarious.
As the train's going by. And these people are filming this Bigfoot taking a shit.
Taking a shit on that theory.
Oh, so Shannon Parker and Stetson Tyler were traveling through a narrow gauge train ride from Durango to Silverton. They were looking for elk when they spotted movement on the mountainside. After leaving Silverton and heading back to Durango, I asked Stetson to help me look for elk in the mountains. As we were passing by the mountains, Stetson says he saw something moving, and he says he thinks it's Bigfoot. Brandon, a guy sitting next to Stetson on the train, grabs his phone and starts recording. Out of hundreds of people on the train, only three or four people actually saw what they saw in the video, which I find that like,
says,
fucking how buried are you in your phone and bullshit to miss a Bigfoot?
I guess if you're like,
I'd be screaming. I would be screaming with an erection if I saw a Bigfoot. I'd be like, everybody pull out your phones and record.
Oh, get it from all angles? Oh,
all angles.
I don't know. Most people probably would be like, oh, whatever, bullshit. Like, there's no way. Or they're like distracted by other shit that's going on. Like in the train, they've got their kids with them, their spouse and shit. Like, it's loud. Have you ever been on a train ride before?
A long, 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 long
time. It's loud. You don't remember it being like, it's like fucking loud because it's like moving and shit. So I can understand like if somebody was next to you and said, oh my God, that's fucking Bigfoot, you'd be all about fucking recording. But if they're all the way at the front of the train, they don't hear it and nobody relays it.
I'd be doing it like shouting fire in a movie theater. Everybody's going to know. Oh my God, it's fucking Bigfoot. So Ms. Parker added that the train's conductor told her of similar previous non-human sightings.
Okay.
The conductor said he went out snowshoeing in those mountains before, and he had seen large footprints with a much bigger stride than snowshoes would have been.
Okay.
And he has seen unexplainable things as well.
Do you think it's like a ruse for the train ride?
So
that's where my mind is going.
A lot of people were believers in the Facebook comments because they put the video out on Facebook. But a lot of people were skeptics, saying it was a guy wearing a suit.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's like a ruse for the train company to like have more visitors.
Well, somebody from Travel Channel Expedition Bigfoot commented on the blurriness of the footage and the fact that the area, while appearing remote, had a scheduled train running through it. So anyone that wanted to pull off a hoax, which is of course unfortunate, would know that the train would be full of passengers. I'm very excited to see something unusual.
Yeah. See, that's where I'm at.
So they feel like it's a hoax too. But there's also another theory that Silverton-based RV company Sasquatch Expedition Campers was involved, but they denied any involvement.
What is that? Like a bunch of campers?
So it's like a, you know, you take people out in the woods in RVs to, you know, be like, there's Bigfoot out here.
What the fuck? That's a thing?
I guess so.
All right. More power to you.
They said, we, the Sasquatch crew, feel compelled to address recent allegations.
Hold on a second. Damn it. The what?
The Sasquatch crew.
They couldn't come up with a better name?
No. So,
the Squanches? Any of those?
No. Well, he was squanching down at the time they filmed it, but feel compelled to address recent allegations and rumors that have been circulating suggesting our involvement in the train sighting, the company wrote on their Facebook. We want to make it unequivocally quick. Jesus. Say that three. Unequivocally clear.
Unequivocally.
It wasn't us.
Clear. I just had to use all 10 of the brain cells.
Yeah, I was like, oof. This is the best part, though. So I pulled this from the Independent UK.
Okay.
They say, according to the National Guard, legends of Bigfoot go back beyond recorded history and come from all over the world, including tales of 7-foot-tall hairy men stalking the woods, occasionally scaring campers, lumberjacks, and hikers. Why would you go to the National Guard to get a comment on this? Like, do they have, like, a cryptid division at the National Guard?
That would be really interesting to know.
I have to fucking know. Do the National Guard have a cryptid
division? I know somebody that's in the National Guard.
Well, we need to talk to somebody higher up.
Yeah.
They're not going to let some grunt fucking know about the cryptid extermination death squad.
Oh, my God. They better not have a fucking... You serious? That's actually a thing that you thought of?
It's like the...
Is it like the homeless net that you were trying to tell me about in Vegas?
I told her the cops go out there and capture the homeless in
I
nets.
Really believed you for like a good solid like 10 minutes. I was like, holy
get the net gun.
That's all I can think of. Do they like capture him? Or like,
I don't know. Well,
like,
I mean,
they full on exterminate him.
I mean, they could bag and tag these cryptids, but who knows, dude? I was thinking it would be kind of like a thing like Hellboy.
Yeah.
Where it's like a division of the government that goes and hunts cryptids down that are causing problems.
All of the cryptids I like cause problems.
That is true. They're bloodthirsty monsters. So the next story we have is from actress Goldie Hawn. She's been in the news recently.
Oh, my God.
Goldie Hawn says an ET touched her and it felt like the finger of God. So this one I got from Huffington Post. The Oscar winner said that the encounter was the most benevolent love feeling. This was powerful and it was filled with light. So she says she was in her 20s.
Was she like dancing in the desert?
Yeah. So basically, she was in her 20s somewhere in California, she says, at the time where there had been a lot of UFO sightings. She felt like she had been touched by a finger from God after it was over. She said she was dancing outside when she decided to take a nap in a fellow dancer's car. Like, what kind of party is this? Is this like a desert strip club thing? Like,
hippies.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
that
say.
That makes sense, but she didn't get
was
much.
Was this like during the like Flower Child?
I'm not sure
era,
when this was.
I could see.
Oh, what the fuck!
When that first happened, immediately thought that everything on her counter just got just absolutely obliterated by two little bash sisters.
The fucking ads, dude. I've never had an
ad pop. Crash sound that was the beginning. It literally made me think. I was like, oh my God.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Everything on her counter is broken right now.
So anyway, let me get back into it. Goldie Hawn didn't get much sleep when she was sleeping and trying to take a nap in a fellow dancer's car because thanks to a high-pitched sound, she heard it that she could remember. So does she have like tinnitus or some shit?
Oh, yeah, I do, definitely.
Just hearing damage?
Yeah.
She goes, it was a high frequency, and I looked out the window and saw these two or three triangular shaped heads, I've never heard of an ET with a triangle head.
Snake.
She said the aliens she met were silver in color and had a slash for a mouth and a tiny little nose and no ears. It was a fucking gray.
Yeah.
They were grays.
Yeah.
Years later, she met an astrophysicist from the University of Champaign, Illinois, who studied alien encounters and triggered more detailed memories about the experience. She goes, it was kind of like a regression therapy or something. I'm almost in a trance and suddenly remembered something. They touched my face. Han said, when they touched your face, it felt like the finger of God. But she said that wasn't the only paranormal experience. She recounted a dream she had in London of seeing six lights coming up on, in quotes, some little mountain hill across the valley. Later, she drove to the place that resembled it and said she saw a heart-shaped crop circle. And that's where the story ends. But I'm kind of like, what's the angle here? Is because UFOs are like in the news? Is that why she's coming forward with all this shit? Or is like she getting ready to do some new Discovery Channel show?
Probably.
Like Goldie Hawn hunts aliens, which I would fucking watch.
Of course you would.
I would love to watch Goldie Hawn's ass up there hunting UFOs, like some weird Sag Bagans type.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for UFOs instead of ghosts.
Actually, she might. I know Sam's going to hate me for this, and I really don't care. I would actually rather watch Goldie Hawn hunt paranormal than Sag Bagans.
That'd be like almost like having Sharon Osbourne out there hunting.
Dude,
fucking.
Shut the hell up. That would be so good.
I think that's happened, actually. I think Jack took the whole family.
Just take all of like.
Ghost hunting.
No, I need all of the old has been. White woman from Hollywood, like Anna Nicole Smith. I need her to hunt aliens.
She's dead, so she is a ghost.
If she was alive, oh, you know what? That'd be even better. They should just like take the girls that are alive now to go hunt down the ones that are dead.
Like what? Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes, and Tara Reid.
Yes.
And Britney Spears all go hunt ghosts together. Oh, I mean, they tried that already with fucking Kesha. What more do you want?
Oh, shut up.
Kesha's I fucked a ghost. What, speechless?
I watched part of that with you. That
it was dog shit.
And I feel bad.
I wanted to.
Who told her that was a great idea?
I don't know. But
I feel
Kesha
like
hunting ghost is.
It was terrible.
It's an abomination. And whoever came greenlit that needs fired.
Yes.
Immediately.
I agree.
So that's it for kind of the ET news and cryptid news. We're going to move into a little bit of true crime. So there has been this guy in the UK. We're going across the pond for these next two stories. So they finally caught the Somerset Gimp. He has been harassing people for years now, just in a full gimp suit. Which I can show you right now, and I will post this on our Instagram. So,
interesting.
The guy's in full, like, black leather gimp outfit.
Why?
He just goes up and, like, harasses people and, like, grinds on himself and rubs on himself and shit and just makes, like, grunting noises. So, Somerset man in gimp suit.
He has too much time on his hands.
That's not the only thing he has on his hands. So, Somerset man in gimp suit guilty of harassing women. Joshua Hunt, 32, of Claverham, was seen by one woman writhing around in the ground while another said she was left shaking and crying after the encounter. Bristol Magistrates Court heard the incidents took place on the 7th and 9th of May in Beldon, Somerset. Hunt, a self-employed gardener, had denied the allegations. Hunt was arrested minutes after the second incident and is said to have told police, "I'm not a gimp. I do not own a gimp suit. I am not in a gimp suit," which the picture that was taken a couple years ago does not match the outfit he was wearing, but I mean, who knows? So this is the mask he was wearing. It doesn't match the one in the photo.
No.
So he could still be on the loose, but.
So is it different gimp?
Who knows? We don't know. But in a written statement, motorists.
I just like had the funniest thought of like two guys, like, you know, like how in the back, the old like Wild West movies, like it's, this town ain't big enough for two gimps.
That's death fight.
Yeah. That's literally what I thought.
It's like the fucking Highlander. There can only be one. What do you do? Like steal his gimp mask and he loses all of his gimp powers?
Yeah. Do you feel horny, punk?
Call call me a piece of shit. You just belittle him?
Yeah.
Piss
in my mouth.
Yes, piss on me and call me a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which isn't far off from what this guy is about. In a written statement, motorist Lucy Lodge said she had never seen anything like this before. She said he believed she was going to be abducted.
You need to get out more.
And it left her feeling scared and unable to sleep.
Mm.
She was driving home accommodation road in Belden, or Bielden, whatever. I'm not from there, so I don't know. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. When she saw something moving around on the ground, she said he was writhing and crawling as if in a military fashion. So he was just prone on the ground, and there's a video of this I will post.
Is he like a worm?
Yeah.
Is he doing the worm?
Oh, it's much worse than
not
that.
Not like in the hip-hop version.
Actually, yeah. No, he's doing the worm.
Is it like the up and down?
You'll see. More like a worm in a compost pile.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, no, it's not. I could see the person was wearing very tight, dark clothing and had a mask on their face. The mask was dark and very tight with two white crosses where the eyes should be. She said her first thought was possible abduction. It was terrifying, and I only seen them for a few seconds. The whole incident felt so surreal. Let's see. And then there was another person, Martin Mills, a passenger in the vehicle, driving through the same area as Miss Lodge, said he saw a man crawling commando on the ground. And then another woman was driving home from work with her sister-in-law and another colleague when she saw the man dressed in all black with a face mask. So basically this dude, it's real fucked up. Just a little bit of trigger warning. The court heard PC Delkin Kopot spoke to Hunt, who was wearing gray trousers and a black hooded top, and arrested him. I noticed his skin was extremely wet and damp, suggesting he'd been lying on the side of the road. He said that Hunt told him he was not dangerous and I'm a normal person. I have a few problems.
Like, respect.
Who doesn't? A search found that Hunt was not wearing...
I don't crawl around in a damn get mask, but I get it. Okay, I'm with it.
You're about to not be. A search for Hunt was... The search found Hunt was not wearing a t-shirt or any underwear. Inside of his van was a collection of wet black clothing, women's tights, and face mask and gloves.
Mm.
There was also a neon white paint used for drawing on the mask. Officers also found a journal in which Hunt had written a story about someone called Jack who purchases a black rubber suit and a mask with white paint on it. He had also done internet searches in 2022 and 2023 about the Somerset Gimp and the Gimp of Cleve. So there's another Gimp in another part of the UK.
Oh, Jesus.
During his police interview, Hunt told the police that his mental health had been in crisis over problems with his medication. He goes, I'm crying out for help and need help with my mental health. He told the court he'd been in a very traumatic state of mind. I hated myself, the way I looked, the way I am, and everything about me. He explained that he would go out at night and change into black clothing and go mudding, where his self-loathing would cause him to cover himself in mud. So he would roll around in the fucking mud and just talk shit about himself.
Mm.
And I'm sure it's not just mud he was rolling around in.
Shit.
Yeah, shit. That's kind of why I said a compost pile.
He is a worm.
He is a worm. But he was only charged 100 pounds and then 300 pounds per person that affected him. And his only charges were, 100 pounds and then ordered to pay compensation of 200 pounds to each of his victims. So he got off light.
What is that? I thought that the pounds, I'm trying to think of like...
Money?
Yeah, no, I know that, but what is that in like a dollar?
I don't know. I could not tell you.
I thought they use euros in the UK.
Nah. But, I mean, this dude's publicly shamed forever. Like, oof. So, this next story is what we're going to finish up on.
Okay.
It's going to be a string of stories.
1 pound equals 1.22 United States dollars. So it's a little less than
right on.
US dollar.
All right, so this comes from the Independent UK as well. The headline reads, police close road for 31 hours after sex doll mistaken for dead body dumped in woods.
This one.
This story's fucking fantastic. Police closed off a road for 2 days to investigate the report of a dead body dumped in the woods, only to find out it was a discarded sex doll. The Warwickshire police said it was with great relief that the hand and foot spotted poking out of the ground turned out to be a love aid. So the force said it had followed proper procedure by sending a forensic pathologist to the woodland near Kennington, and cordoning off the county lane for about 31 hours. But the suspect's body was actually a discarded realistic sized sex doll. So it got me thinking. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck would dump one of these things? But apparently it happens all the time because these guys, when they finally dragged out the corpse and parentheses, they said they had a big laugh about it because it was a very dirty, broken, overused sex doll, which is what you're going to be later tonight. But,
wow.
Yeah, I went there.
You did go there.
I did. So this happened literally last week. Well, about a week and a half ago now. So Friday, October 20th. But then I started looking. This has happened two more times this year. So
who just like takes their sex doll and just like throws it into a ditch?
All right, here you go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is from USA Today. This is published June 14th. A Texas investigation into a death of a mystery woman ended when officials realized her corpse was made of silicone. Harris County Sheriff's Office responded to a call Wednesday afternoon where someone saying they found a dead body in a bag in the woods. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said on Twitter that the investigation suspected foul play was involved.
Mm-hmm.
If only they knew how foul it was.
Ew!
False call on this one upon closer inspection, not a body, tweeted out 2 hours later. At least it only took him like 2 hours to figure out it was somebody's fuck doll. Let's see. Yeah, and I'll have the tweet and I'll post that too. So, yeah, they found the woman in like a body size bag, pale skin. They said there was no stench though, but the skin was pliable. So officials did not take the doll when clearing the crime scene. So they just left the fucking disfigured sex doll just laying out in the woods. They're like, TV station shared a photo of the doll, which appeared to be disfigured and wearing undergarments. So that one was in June. And then there's another one that happened in Pennsylvania. So, Pennsylvania police say doll mistaken for human remains. They found a lifelike foot that appeared to have had a French pedicure. Silicone sex doll used for self-gratification was found by Pennsylvania authorities after initially believed to have been human remains on Monday. So, they basically found a black plastic bag with a foot sticking out. Just the foot. Which is crazy. So, this guy must have kept the rest of the body. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so that's fucking nuts. And there's tons of these stories out there.
Of just like people just like dumping.
Just people dumping these fucking sex dolls. They're expensive, man.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to need to clear my fucking internet history. Let's just put it that way. But I started looking these fucking sex dolls up, right? Because I'm like, how expensive are these things if people are just throwing them out like that? Like, and what's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah.
And I mean, some of them look pretty fucking realistic. Like, but they're like fucking $2,500 a piece.
Yeah. Why would you just like throw that out?
I mean, some of them look utterly ridiculous, but.
Oh, I've seen the one where the, like, the fucking titties on it are just ridiculous.
Like H cups.
Yeah.
But still, like, why would you fucking throw it? On, like, the
smallest frame in existence.
Unless you, like, get an actual girlfriend or something, and then, like, you're like, I gotta dispose of the evidence.
That's like, all I'm thinking. That would happen.
It's like he actually got, like, the guy actually got laid or something.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, God, I gotta get rid of this. I can't let her find out how sick I am.
I can't let anybody see me cleaning the vagina out in the sink. It's just crazy.
Or if he just like pours Dawn dish soap and just like holds it upside down, shakes it, and then pours it out. Like,
removable pussy in it.
I don't think they have that, but okay.
I think they do. I think that's how you clean them. I don't really know
that. I don't know either, and I don't want to know.
It's for research. Okay. We have to get one.
No.
I need one for research purposes.
You don't need one for research purposes.
Supposedly, actually, they'll find a lot of these things. I was doing a lot of research on it earlier today because I was just like, this is fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of, like, people will hack these things up and, like, take out rage on them and shit.
Yeah.
It's like a proxy for a person.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, and then they'll dump the body. But, I mean, if that's, like, your surrogate for killing a person. That's kind of like when Dahmer would sleep with the mannequins.
Yes.
I feel like that, it's kind of like that thing, like what's going on here. Because, you know, if they're mutilating these fucking sex dolls and dumping them, I'm like, oh, there's serial killers about.
Yes.
All right, so I have one more story. It also involves a sex doll, but this one's not being dumped.
Okay.
This one's being rescued.
Rescued?
I feel like if we're going to wrap this up, I need to have it.
End on a good note? Is that the version of good note on Creeps and the Crypts?
I mean, close enough.
Okay.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, you know?
Ugh.
So.
It's a used one, isn't it?
It is.
Ew! Who would do that?
So this happened in October 18th,
2023. Okay.
Mortuary worker in hot water after he ends up with dead man's sex doll. Ryan Smith faces charges in Nebraska after allegedly tampering with the dead man's real-life sex doll. He's a mortuary worker.
Yeah, he couldn't afford one himself. Okay.
Couldn't afford it himself. But he lost his job and laid himself behind bars after returning to a dead man's home for a tryst with a real-life sex doll.
No.
No. Ryan Smith, 41, was arrested and faces charges for attempted burglary, criminal trespassing, and tampering with physical evidence. He was incarcerated at Sarpee County Jail and has since posted $500 bail. He got a public defender, so you know he can't afford one of these sex dolls. Smith was one of two employees in Mid-America First Call, a company which the sheriff's office contracts to retrieve and process dead bodies. They were called to respond to the 51-year-old man's natural death near the town of Calico.
Okay.
Chalico, Chalco, on October 6th. Later that day, Smith contacted the property manager of the residence, claiming the sheriff's office had it asked him to collect the real-life sex doll so it could be swabbed for a biopsy. Captain Tory Bolt told Fox News Digital that the department would never do such a thing unless it had something to do directly with some sort of nefarious crime or you think it's evidence like a murder or had some sort of trace evidence that would be something you'd want to process. We would not take anyone's property from the scene of a death like that. The property manager refused Smith's request, but upon investigating a noise coming from the now vacant apartment, the property manager found Smith inside with a deadbolt locked and chain secured. When the manager let himself inside, Smith's clothing was disheveled. He told police. So he went up and raped this dead guy's sex doll, dude.
Oh my gosh.
The landlord called to blank, doesn't give a name, to report his suspicious activity. They noticed that there were no officers with this person claiming to pick up the doll for us. So he called and said that the strange man, Smith, had left the location. We knew who he was, so we caught up to him and made the arrest. So there you go, folks.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Aliens.
Big fake tits.
Yeah, big fake tits and aliens.
So I really want to do like a Sarah McLachlan Arms of an Angel thing, but with like discarded sex dolls. Now, like, help find your... It's like a rehoming thing for sex dolls.
Oh, gross.
I mean, you know, give them a second chance at love.
That's so gross. That's so gnarly and nasty.
It's pretty bad.
That's a nasty moment.
Well, I think that's going to do it for us today. I hope you guys enjoyed this little soiree into something different. Good, bad, or indifferent. This is your episode for the week.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. If it's something cool and you like it, we'll do them every now and then. But yeah, guys, until next week.
Wait, am I dropping socials?
Sure, drop socials.
If you would like to continue to listen to our normally scheduled programming, or even this, if you actually enjoy this, we appreciate...
Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. You guys know where to drop us at with the reviews. Please make sure you guys are leaving us reviews. We actually really look at them and take them into account. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. We do like the good, but the ugly and the bad we'll take. Make sure you guys are following us on all of your streaming platforms. If you find one that we're not on, please let us know. We will try to get on there. So, also make sure you guys are following us on the TikTok. Sam is trying to post at the moment. Probably can't, but we're trying to get her there where she's posting more. Make sure you guys are showing us the love and downloading.
Downloading
and sharing the show is a huge thing. And, you know, we talk about it every single week, but it does help us and we do appreciate it every time you guys do it. If you tag us in something, we will comment back. We appreciate that. If you have something that you want us to cover, God, please send it to us. If you haven't,
yep, we're taking suggestions for next year.
Yes, please. So,
and you know, stay creepy
and stay spooky
and keep your sex dolls safe.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.